Well, we got into one of those accidents on the way down, not us personally, but that held us up. That's why we're so late. But
我们在路上遇到一个车祸，所以我们就来晚了。
Okay, but we made it here in time. But I don't know if you got my, okay. Which one? This one?
Oh, yeah.
I got this one. Okay. All right. I sent James some pictures. Did you get those in the mail this morning? No. All right. This past week, Sue and I went up to, up at the end of Route 7, just across the line to Stockbridge. Have you ever been to Stockbridge, Massachusetts? It's a beautiful place.
在麻省有个地方叫 Stockbridge, 你们去没去过?
Okay, well, I was born the next town to Stockbridge.
我就生在那个地方。
In a little town called Tyringham.
叫做Tyringham的一个小城。
My father was a pastor of the church there, and I was born in the church parsonage next door.
我父亲是那当的一个教会的牧师。
That was 75 years ago.
75年前的事了。But
in Stockbridge, there's an inn, a very famous hotel called the Stockbridge Inn.
在那个地方有一个很有名的这个旅馆，叫做 Stockbridge。
And 75 years ago, my parents would go to that inn and they'd get a large bowl of soup and a good-sized sandwich for 50 cents.
在75年前,他们在那个旅馆吃一顿饭,一大碗粥,还有好多别的吃的才50美分。
Today, if you go there, you get a little cup of soup and a half a sandwich for $39.
但你如果今天去的话，你有给你一小碗粥，一个小面包就要90多块钱。Well,
needless to say, we didn't have lunch there, but we enjoyed the fall foliage and all the leaves in that area.
所以我们就没在那儿吃饭，但是我们很欣赏了一下当地的风景。But
I want to speak to you today on the benefits of love.
今天我们要讲的是爱的益处。A
young bride was very nervous on the day before her wedding.
有一个年轻的新娘，她结婚的头一天，她觉得特别紧张。
So she went to speak with her pastor.
然后她就去找她的牧师聊天。And
she said, "Oh, I'm just afraid I'm going to be so nervous, I'm going to mess up and do something wrong."
她说，哎呀，我太紧张了，我真怕明天一不小心搞坏了。
Well, the pastor assured her everything was going to be okay.
牧师说没关系，一切都会好的。
And he said, when you enter the church tomorrow, he said, and the processional begins, you'll be walking down the aisle, the same aisle that you've walked down in church for many years.
他说你一进到教堂,你就会走那个过道,那个过道呢,你已经走了好多次了。
So he said, concentrate on the aisle.
你就把注意力集中在过道上就好了。
And then he said, when you get about halfway down, he says, you're going to see the communion table.
你在过道上走了一半的时候，你就能看到前方那个圣餐桌。And
he said, you and your family have worshipped here for many years. You're familiar with the communion table. So he said, concentrate on the communion table.
你跟你的家人在我们教会已经待了很多年了，你们都对圣餐桌很熟悉，你就把注意力集中在这个圣餐桌上就好了。And
then he said, as you get closer to the communion table, you're going to see your groom, the one you love.
那你离圣餐桌越来越近的时候，你就可以看到你的新郎，你爱的人。Concentrate
on your groom.
那你把注意力集中在新郎身上就好了。Well,
the bride felt a little relieved, and she went to prepare for her big moment.
那新娘呢，她就觉得如释重负，她就准备第二天的婚礼了。
And the next day, she walked down the aisle with her chin up and her eyes just as bright as they could be.
第二天呢，她就昂首挺胸，两眼放光的走在这个过道上。She
looked like a confident, beautiful bride.
看起来就是一个非常自信的、非常美丽的新娘。But
those along the center aisle were surprised to hear her muttering over and over to herself, "Aisle, communion table, him. Aisle, communion table, him.
那坐在过道两边的人可以听到新娘她在喃喃自语说过道圣餐桌她。
You see, she didn't want to mess up and because of her love for her groom.
因为她特别爱她的新郎所以她很怕有什么差池。
And for sure, love can change the one we love, but more than that, love can change us.
爱能改变我们爱的人，那么更有甚者，爱能改变我们自己。
And when you choose to love, you're the one that's going to benefit the most.
当你选择去爱的时候，你是得益最多的。
You'll receive a greater blessing.
你能够收到一个非常大的祝福。
You'll gain more than you can ever give away.
你能够得到的比你能够给予的要多得多。
Now we're studying the book of 1 John in the Bible.
我们正在学习约翰一书。
And today we're going to look at chapter 3 where we discover the benefits of love in a hostile world.
今天我们要看的就是第三章，讲到在这个充满仇恨的世界里面怎么样去爱。
The world today doesn't produce an easy environment for us to love.
今天这个世界并不是让我们很容易的能够去爱。
There's political hate where you have parties against each other.
有政党之间的仇恨。
There's racial hate.
有种族仇恨。
Sometimes there's domestic hate within the family.
甚至家庭内部也有很多的仇恨。
There's hate among the nations.
在国与国之间也互相憎恨。
But the Bible teaches us a better response than hate.
但是圣经教导给我们一个 更加好的态度，比恨要好。
And that is love, and that love is going to benefit us.
那就是去爱，爱能使我们得益。
And so here's what 1 John says, beginning in verse 18. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth.So that we'll be confident when we stand before God.
约翰一书三章十八到十九节说：“小子们呐，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。”
Now this is saying that when you show love in action, it convinces or it persuades our heart.That we belong to the truth.
当我们用行为来表明爱的时候，我们就用行动告诉我们的心，我们是属真理的。
In other words, when we show love, God assures us that we belong to Him, that He is the truth, the way, and the life.
当我们表明出爱的行为的时候，我们就表明我们是属于神的，因为神他是真理，他是爱。
And verse 20 says, this is even so if we feel guilty. God is greater than our feelings, and he knows everything.
20节说，我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。
In other words, when we choose to love by our actions, God assures our heart, even if we are feeling guilty and feeling condemnation and that we're not doing a good job.
就是说甚至当我们自己都不觉得自己做的对，当我们自己会责备自己、谴责自己的时候，但是如果我们可以用行动来爱的话，神他就给我们一种确据，让我们知道神是爱我们的。
Too often people listen to their heart rather than listen to God.
很通常的是，人们宁愿去倾听自己的心，而不去倾听神。
But when we choose to practice God's love,We're going to hear God saying to us, "You're my dearly loved son, and nothing is going to take that away."
当我们用行动去爱的时候，我们就仿佛听到神对我们说，你是我深爱的孩子，没有人能把你夺去。
So choose to love, even when people hate you, and you'll receive God's assurance in your own heart that you belong.
选择去爱，然后你心中就能够得到神的确据。
You see, when you love God and you love others, God communicates to your spirit.
当你爱神、爱人的时候，神他就与你的灵相交。
And he tells you, you're my child, and I love you with an everlasting love, and I'm never going to quit loving you.
神会告诉你，你是我的孩子，我爱你，我的爱永远不会改变。
And he gives us the assurance that we are of the truth and not of some false way.
这个给我们一个确据，告诉我们，我们是属于真理的，而不是属于错谬的。
Now this is so, even if at times we have failed, we failed.
即使你感到自己经常失败。
And we're feeling guilty about it.
并且觉得有负罪感。
God encourages us just to keep on loving and serving, even when we think we haven't done a good job.
即使我们自己都觉得自己做得很不够，神一直在鼓励我们，你要爱下去，你要继续用爱，用行动来表达。
Now that's what happened to Peter.
这个就是彼得身上发生的事情。
Now you'll remember that Peter messed up when he denied knowing Jesus 3 times when Jesus was on trial.
你们记不记得当主耶稣被审讯的时候，彼得他否认了耶稣3次。
Peter was warming himself outside.
彼得在外面在火边取暖。
And a servant girl came along and she said, "You're one of that man's disciples."
一个侍女过来认出他说，哎，你是里面那个人的门徒。
And Peter answered, "I am not."
彼得说，我不是。
Now later, someone else came along and asked Peter, "You're one of his disciples, aren't you?"
然后又有别的人过来认出他说，你是他的门徒。
And Peter denied it. No, I am not.
彼得又立刻否认说，我才不是呢。
And then someone else came along and said, "Now wait a minute. I was out there in the garden when you were arrested, and I saw you." With Jesus in that garden, you're one of his followers.
然后又有人过来说，哎，我刚才在克西马尼园看到你跟耶稣在一起啊，被捕的时候，你肯定是他的门徒。
And at this time, Peter swore and he cussed and he says, "No, I do not know that man."
这个时候，彼得他就诅咒发誓的说，我绝对不是。
Now at that moment, the rooster crowed.
在那个时候，公鸡叫了。
And Jesus appeared in the doorway, and he looked right at Peter.
然后主耶稣站在门口看了彼得。
And you can just imagine Peter's heart condemned him as he ran away in shame. How could he deny Jesus?
你可以想象当时彼得的心情，他是多么的后悔，来否认耶稣，他是多么的难受。
Well, later after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus met Peter and some of his friends by the Sea of Galilee.
当主耶稣复活以后，他在加利利海边，见到了彼得和其他的几个门徒。
They were enjoying breakfast together, and Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?"
他们一起吃早饭的时候，耶稣问彼得，彼得，你爱我吗？
In fact, Jesus asked Peter 3 times.Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you really love me?
耶稣他问了彼得3次，你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
And each time Peter responded, "Yes, I love you."
每次彼得回答说，我爱你啊。
But when Jesus questioned him the 3rd time, Peter appealed to him not.Based on his behavior was condemning him. He knew he had denied Jesus 3 times.
当耶稣问他这个问题的时候，彼得他的回答不是基于他的行为，因为按照他的行为，他是否认主耶稣的，而且否认了3次。
But he appealed to Jesus based on the on Jesus' knowledge of all things.
但是彼得的回答是基于主耶稣他知道万事。
And he said, "Now, Jesus, you know everything."
他说你是无所不知的。
And you know that I love you.
你知道我爱你。
Now, Peter's love for Jesus was not necessarily evident to others.
彼得对耶稣的爱在他人眼里看起来可能并不是真的。
In front of them, he had denied knowing Jesus three times.
因为他在众人面前明摆着否认了耶稣三次。
But Peter knew his heart, and Jesus knew his heart, and he knew that deep down inside Jesus, that Peter loved him.
但是主耶稣明白彼得的内心，他知道在彼得内心深处，彼得是爱他的。
And it was based on that knowledge that Peter, that Jesus commissioned Peter, to be a leader among his followers. He says, I want you to feed my lambs and to feed my sheep.
基于这个认识，耶稣他委托彼得来带领他的小羊，说你要喂养我的羊。
You see, when Peter's own heart condemned him, Jesus assured him that he knew Peter's heart and he knew that Peter loved him.
当彼得自己的心都在谴责自己的时候，主耶稣却跟他确认说你爱我。
As far as he was concerned, Peter was still valuable to him and he wanted him to serve him.
而且告诉他说彼得对耶稣是有价值的，因为耶稣想让彼得来牧养他的羊。
Now that's what happens when you and I choose to love in a world full of hate.
所以在这个充满仇恨的世界，当你我选择去爱的时候，就会发生这样的事情。
And even if we should mess up, God knows our heart.
甚至我即使我们会失败，但是主知道我们的心。
And he assures your heart that you still belong to him.
他告诉我们，向我们确认说你我们还是属于他的。
And that he wants to use you to serve him and to change people's lives.
并且告诉我们他想要使用我们来改变众人的生命。
You see, the way we treat people is what we believe about God.
你们看，我们对待他人的方式可以揭示出我们信的是怎样一位神。
If you treat people with love, you believe in a gracious, loving Heavenly Father, and you want to be just like Him.
如果我们待人以爱心，我们信的是有恩典、有爱的天父，我们想要和天父一样。
But if you treat people like dirt,You're going to believe in a ruthless ruler of the universe, and you're going to treat them like a dictator.
如果我们待人如草芥，那么我们信的可能就是一个宇宙当中无情的统治者。我们对待他们也像一个无情的统治者。
Think about the one another's in the New Testament.
我们想想在新约中提到彼此的时候。
The Bible tells us to love one another.
圣经告诉我们要彼此相爱。
And to encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
And to pray for one another.
彼此祷告。
The Bible never tells us to embarrass one another.
圣经从来没有让我们去给彼此难堪。
Or to shame one another.
或者让彼此就是给彼此带来羞辱。
Or to judge one another.
或者论断彼此。
Or to defeat one another.
或者打败彼此。
Or to point out one another's failings.
或者给彼此揭短。
You don't see that in the Bible.
圣经里都没有说这些。
Because that's not what God is all about.
因为神他不是这样的神。
Look at this in John 3:17. It says, God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
约翰福音三章十七节告诉我们说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Now, if you truly believe that,
如果你真的相信这句话
if you believe that Jesus did not come to condemn people,
如果你相信耶稣到世间不是给人定罪的
but to save them,
而是来拯救他们的。
You're going to want to treat people with that same kind of compassion and love.
你会愿意用同样的爱心和恩慈来待人。
So you want to choose to believe, to genuinely love one another.
你就选择去爱，然后用真诚的态度来对待。
And when you do, you're going to receive God's assurance in your heart that.He loves you.
这个时候，你心里会得到神给你的确据，告诉你神是爱你的。
Pastor Brian Chappell tells the story of a couple who grew up in a church. They had a fine house and a good job and sweet kids.
有个牧师讲到一对年轻人，他们两个人都是从小在教会长大的。他们结婚以后有一栋很好的房子，有很可爱的孩子，也有很不错的工作。
However, the wife had kind of had an emotional mental problem.
但是这个太太她心里有一些疾病。
She stole money from her husband and then she would gamble that money away.
她不停地从她老公那儿偷钱，然后把这个钱用来赌博。
And this was something that controlled her.
她就被这种习惯所控制了。
She went to counselors and doctors and pastors, but nothing helped.
她看过心理咨询，心理医生，也跟牧师谈过，但是都没有用。
She continued to steal from her husband.
她不断地从她先生那儿偷钱。
And then lying about it.
并且呢，撒谎。
And every time she stole from her husband and gambled, throwing away money that he was trying to save,He would forgive her and take her back.
但是每次她从她先生那儿偷了钱，把钱挥霍掉，然后这个钱虽然是她先生辛辛苦苦攒下来的，但是呢，她先生也每次都会原谅她。
Once she even tried to kill herself.
有一次呢，她甚至就想过要自杀。
But her husband never gave up on her.
但是她先生从来没有放弃过。
And the pastor asked the husband, well, why don't you end the marriage following the advice that many of friends and family had given to you?
有一次牧师就问他说，你为什么不像你的亲戚朋友建议的那样跟他离婚呢？
And his words were simple. He said, well, she's a good mother most of the time, and my children need her.
这个先生说的很简单，他说她是一个好的妈妈，我的孩子需要她。
But more than that, he said, they need to know the love of God.
但是更重要的是，我的孩子们需要明白神的爱。
And how can they know the love of a father in heaven who forgives them if their own father won't forgive their own mother?
如果孩子们的爸爸都不愿意原谅他们的妈妈，那他们怎么能知道天父会原谅他们呢？
Now that man loved his wife unconditionally.
这个先生呢，他是无条件的爱他的太太。
And the reason being is because he believed in a God who loved him.
原因就是他相信天父是无条件的爱着他们。
Now we need to do the same.
我们也要做同样的事情。
We need to choose to love those even who those who don't deserve it.
我们要选择去爱那些好像看起来不值得我们爱的人。
And when we do, we're going to receive God's assurance in our own heart that we're His child.
当我们这样做的时候，我们心里面就会得到神给的确据，让我们知道我们是他的孩子。
That's one of the benefits of love.
那个就是爱的益处之一。
Now, in addition, you're going to want to love because God answers your prayers when you love.
我们选择去爱，然后我们也可以在祷告中得到神的回应。
Look at this in verse 21. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence.
二十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Now this is saying we can be straightforward with God.
就是说我们可以跟神直来直去。
When we love, we can come boldly before His throne in our prayers.
我们爱别人的时候，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的宝座前，用祷告跟他交流。
And verse 22 says, "And we will receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey Him and do the things that please Him."
二十二节说，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
Now what pleases God is love.
神喜悦的就是爱。
And so when we love people, it pleases God.
当我们爱别人的时候，这样就可以讨神的喜悦。
And when we please God, God wants to please us.
当我们讨神喜悦之后，神也想让我们高兴。
Frank Tarkenton was a former all-pro quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
弗兰·塔肯顿是一个四分卫，他是职业四分卫。
He led his team into three Super Bowls.
他带领他的球队曾经参加了三次超级碗。
And he wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal about prayer in the National Football League, the NFL.
他曾经给《华尔街日报》写过一篇文章，专门就讲他们比赛的时候祷告的事情。
And he wrote, "In my inroad for divine intervention, or my inroad for divine intervention, didn't work."
他写到说，我要求神干预比赛结果，但是没有用。
He said, "I prayed fervently before each of the three Super Bowls that the Minnesota Vikings played in."
每次我们球队进入这个超级碗决赛的时候，我都迫切的祷告。
He said we played against the Dolphins and we lost.
我们跟这个海豚队比赛，我们输了。
We played against the Steelers in the Super Bowl and we lost.
我们跟钢人队比赛，我们也输了。
He said and then we were to play against the Raiders.
然后我们跟这个入侵者队比赛。
I was sure God would be on our side for the game against the Raiders.
我当时特别肯定神肯定会站在我们这一边打败突袭者队。
After all, he said, we had more Christians on our team than they had on theirs.
因为我们队的基督徒比他们队的基督徒要多。
And he said, we lost.
但是我们输了。 Now
before every game, Tarkenton continued.
他接着说，每次比赛之前。
The coach would always ask the most devoted Christian player to say a prayer for the game.
教练都会要求那个队里面看起来最虔诚的基督徒来带着我们祷告。But
then he said, after that moment of reverence and respect and calling on God,
但是当我们呼唤神的名，然后非常郑重其事，非常来祷告之后。
The team would then shout in unison, "Now let's go kill those SOBs."
然后整个全体队员都一起喊说，我们去杀了那帮狗娘养的。
Now with that kind of an attitude, do you think God's going to hear that prayer?
他们这种态度，你认为神会听他们祷告吗？
No way.
不可能的。
Here's what Psalm 66:18 says, "If I harbor sin in my heart, the Lord is not going to hear me."
诗篇66篇告诉我们说，我若心里注重罪孽，神必不听。
But the Bible also says this in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14.
约翰一书5章14节也说,
It says, "This is the confidence that we have in him, in God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us."
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。Now
God's will is that we love people.
神的旨意是我们要去爱人。And
when we pray with an attitude of love, God is going to hear those prayers.
当我们用爱的态度来祷告的时候，神才会垂听。Author
and speaker Tony Campolo talks about a time that he got off a plane from a speaking engagement only to realize that he was scheduled to speak to a group of women at a World Day of Prayer event that he had forgotten all about.
有一个基督教讲员叫托尼·坎波罗，他说到有一次他下了飞机，他才意识到自己要参加一个妇女的祷告大会。So
he rushed over to the meeting, which was held in a large, wealthy church.
然后他赶紧就跑过去了。这个祷告大会呢，是在一间很大、很富丽堂皇、很富有的一个教会。And
he arrived exhausted, not knowing what he was going to say to the women who had gathered there in the conference.
他到那以后呢，就累得上气不接下气，也不知道要说什么。Before
calling him to speak, the leader of the meeting produced a letter from a missionary in Venezuela, South Africa, or South America.
在请他这个讲课之前呢，这个大会的主席拿出了一封信，是南美委内瑞拉当地一个宣教机构的来信。
And the leader read the letter from the missionary, who had a hospital.
这个信上说，当地的宣教士办了一所医院。
And they were desperately in need of $5,000 to put an extension on the hospital because they just couldn't handle all the patients.
他们迫切的需要$5,000来扩建医院，因为病人太多，装不下了。
And so after reading the letter, the leader turned to Kampalo and said, Now, Reverend, would you please lead us in prayer that the Lord would provide for our sister in Venezuela?
读完这封信，这个主席就对他说，哎呀，你可不可以带领我们一起祷告，求神来给当地的这个供应呢？
Well, Kampalo answered, No, I won't pray.
这坎波罗就说，我不会为这个祷告。
And the leader was shocked.
大会主席非常惊讶。
So Kampalo stood up and he says, "I'll tell you what I'll do."
然后这个讲员站起来说，我告诉你我要做什么。
And he pulled out his wallet and he took out $2.25. That's all the cash that he had on him, and he put it on the communion table that was out in front.
他拿出钱包来，从里面找出$2，还有一个这个25分。这个是他钱包里的钱，他们拿出来呢，就放在圣餐桌上。
And he said, "This is all the money that I have on me, all the cash that I have, in my pockets."
他说这是我钱包里所有的现金。
And then he turned to the lady who was leading, and he said, "Madam Chairman, now I want you to put all the cash that you're carrying on the communion table."
然后他就转向大会主席说。主席女士，我请你也把你身上带的现金都拿出来。
Now there were about 1,000 women in this group, this large church.
这个教会很大，在座的有1,000多个妇女。
And Kampalo said, "Now I'm going to ask each of you to do the same."
讲员说，我想要请你们每个人做同样的事情。
He said, "No checks."
他说不要写支票。
Just the cash that you're carrying.
就是你身上带的现金。
He said, "Bring it up and put it on the communion table."
拿到前面，放在圣餐桌上。
He said, "Then we'll count up all the money, and if we don't have enough, I'll ask God to write out a check for the difference."
然后我们数数一共有多少钱，如果还不够5,000的，我们再求神，让神给剩下的写一张支票。
Well, the chairwoman took out $110 of cash that she had on her, and she put it on the communion table with Kampalo's $2.25.
这大会主席呢，他就掏出了100多块钱放在圣餐桌上。
So Kampalo continued. Now we're on our way. We've got $112.25.
然后坎波罗说：“哎，我们现在就是向目的，靠得更近了。我们有110多块钱了。”
And then, pointing to a woman in the front row, he said, "Now you're next."
然后他就指着前排坐的一个女士说，下面该你了。
And the woman looked all around.
这个女士呢就东就是。
And Kampalo said, "Now I'm serious. Come up here and put your money on the communion table. All the cash that you have."
讲员说我是认真的，你上来把你兜里所有的现金都放在这个圣餐桌上。
And so the woman sheepishly came up and she put her money on the table.
然后这个女士就战战兢兢地走到前面，把自己兜里的钱掏出来放在桌子上。
And Kampalo turned to the audience and he said, "Okay, now let's have everyone line up in the aisles and one by one, everyone come down and put all their cash on the communion table."
然后讲员说，现在每一个人都站到这过道里排队，你们就是按照顺序把钱拿出来。
Well, the money kept piling up and piling up and piling up.
这个钱越堆越多。
And when it was over, they counted up the cash, and they had over $7,000 instead of the $5,000 that was requested.
结束的时候一数，哎，数出了7,000多块钱，比5,000还要多2,000。
And Kampalo spoke to the woman and said, "To think we were going to ask God for $5,000 when God provided more than $7,000."
讲员说，本来我们是想祷告求神要5,000，其实神供应的是7,000。
You see, prayer is not enough unless we're willing to love people in word and in deed.
你们看，光祷告是不够的，除非我们愿意用言语和行动一起来爱人。
And then when we put love into action, then God answers abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think in regards to our prayers.
当我们用行动来爱的时候，神丰富的回应超出我们的所求所想。
You see, when you choose to love, God assures your heart that He loves you and He wants you to serve Him.
我们选择去爱，然后心中就得到神的确据，让我们知道神爱我们，神让我们来服侍他。
And then when you choose to love, you're going to receive God's answers to prayer.
我们选择去爱，然后我们可以在祷告中得到神的回应。
And furthermore, when you choose to love, you're going to receive God's continuing presence in your life.
我们选择去爱，我们也能够在生命中得到神的同在。
You're going to find yourself comfortable with God.
你会发现你跟神在一起很舒服。
You're going to sense God's presence in your life.
可以在生命中感觉到神的同在。
You're going to really feel close to God.
你觉得和神非常的亲近。
Here's what verse 23 says, and this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us.
23节说，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Now the Christian life is really very simple. As followers of Jesus, all God asks of us is to believe in Jesus and to love people.
作为基督徒，我们的生命是很简单的，他告诉我们说要爱主爱人。
The name of Jesus represents power.
因为主耶稣基督的名代表了大能。
Power to save, power to deliver, power to love.
拯救的大能，解救的大能，爱的大能。
And when you believe in Jesus, Jesus gives you the power to love those people in front of you, next to you, and back of you.
当你相信主耶稣基督的时候，主耶稣就给你这个大能，你可以爱你前面的人，后面的人，左边的人，右边的人。
In his book, Sources of Strength, former President Jimmy Carter talks about an experience that he had with Eloy Cruz, a Cuban pastor, who was effective in reaching the poor immigrants from Puerto Rico.
前总统吉米·卡特，他写了一本书叫《力量的泉源》，他记录了他和一个牧师的谈话。这个牧师呢，叫克鲁斯，他是非常善于去帮助这些波多黎各来的穷苦的移民。
And Carter asked him the secret of his success.
卡特问他有什么诀窍。
Well, Cruz was kind of modest and embarrassed, but finally he said, "Señor Jimmy, we only need to have two loves in our lives."
这个克鲁斯一开始很害羞，后来他说，吉米先生，我们生命中只需要有两种爱。
For God and for the person who happens to be in front of us at any time.
对神的爱和对那个在任意时刻碰巧站在我们面前的人。
And Carter said that simple yet profound theology has been a great help to me in understanding the scriptures.
卡特说这个非常简单，但是同时又很深奥的这句话，帮助我更加理解圣经。
The Bible is an explanation of those two loves.
因为整本圣经都是在解释这两种爱。
It's all about loving God and loving people.
他所有写的就是爱神、爱人这两件事。
Jesus himself said in Matthew 22, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." The entire law, or the entire Bible, and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments: love God, love people.
在马太福音22章里面记载，耶稣说过：“你要尽心、尽心、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
1 John 3:23 puts it this way: believe in Jesus and love one another.
约翰一书3章23节 讲的也是这个，信耶稣并且彼此相爱。
These two things go hand in hand.
这两件事是相辅相成的。
We trust Jesus with our life and we live in daily dependence upon him.
我们的生命信靠主耶稣，每天信靠他。
And then he gives us the love that we need to love people, especially those who are difficult to love.
然后他就给我们力量，给我们爱，去爱那些身边的人，特别是那些看起来不值得爱的人。
And so you show love, and you'll find yourself at home with God.
你表现出爱，你会发现自己是和神在一起的。
You'll sense his presence with you.
你会感受到神的同在。
Verse 24 goes on to say, those who obey God's commandments, namely to love people, remain, how? In fellowship with him and he with them. And we know he lives in us because of the spirit that he gave us lives in us.
约翰一书三章二十四节说，遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
You see, when we choose to love instead of hate and all the different expressions of hate and anger, we'll find ourselves in fellowship with God and God with us.
如果我们选择去爱，而不是像世人那样去恨的时候，我们会发现我们是与神相交的。
And that's because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
And when we choose love, we're in sync with God and thus in fellowship with him.
当我们选择去爱的时候，我们就和神是一致的，和谐的，我们和他可以相交。
Barbara Taylor talks about her husband Edward who loves golden eagles.
芭芭拉女士她写到她的老公爱德华非常喜欢金色的老鹰。
And she'll say, driving down the highway with my husband, it can be a test of your nerves.
她说跟她先生一起在高速上开车是特别紧张的事情。
Because he'll crane over the steering wheel and peer at the wing feathers of a large bird and ask, now, is that an eagle or is it a turkey vulture?
他会探出身子在那个方向盘前面，然后呢去看那些天上飞的大鸟，然后说这是鹰还是一个这个火鸡秃鹫。
And he has to know, and if that means weaving in and out of the line or even off the road itself, he keeps looking at that eagle.
因为他非得要看天上这个鸟，他车呢就开得七扭八歪的。
And Barbara's view is different.
芭芭拉却不认同。
She'll yell at him, keep your eyes on the road.
她会跟她老公喊说，你看着路。
Who cares what it is? Just watch where you're going.
别管是什么鸟，你要把车开好。
Well, one summer, her husband had business responsibilities, and they ended up spending 2 months apart from each other.
有一年夏天，她老公出差到外地，所以他们两个月就是分开。
So Barbara thought, oh, I'm going to get a break from those eagles.
芭芭拉想，我终于可以不去看天上的鸟了。
However, she began to see them everywhere.
然而，她却无时无刻不在看这些鸟。
She saw them looping through the air and spiraling and rising thermals and just perched on top of trees. It seemed everywhere she looked, there were those golden eagles.
她一抬头就可以看到这些鹰在天上展翅翱翔。这是怎么样都就脑袋转到哪边都能看到。
And Barbara says, seeing them, really seeing them for the first time in my life, I understood that I wasn't seeing them with my eyes, but with Edward's eyes.
他意识到说，我不是用自己的眼睛在看，是用爱德华的眼睛在看。
He wasn't there, but I was seeing them for him.
他不在这儿，但是我在替他看。
He was absent, or was he?
他身在别处，真的吗？
He was present in her, and she was seeing it through his eyes.
她老公和她是同在的，所以呢，她是用她老公的眼睛在看这些鸟。
Now, in the same way, God is devoted to people, to you, to me, even to that person who hurt you.
同理，神是非常关心世上的每一个人，他关心你，关心我，甚至关心那些害你的人。
And so when you can see people, all people, with God's eyes and love them as God loves them and respond to them as God would respond to them, you'll discover that God is really present in you.
当你能够用神的眼光看待身边的每一个人，用神的态度来对待每一个人的时候，你就会发现你身上有神的同在。
And so ask Jesus to help you to love people like that because he even loved those who nailed him to the cross.
所以向神、向耶稣求问，让他帮助你用他的态度来对待身边的人，因为耶稣他就是这样做的。当他被钉死在十字架上的时候，
He prayed for them.
他为那些害他的人祷告。
He asked his heavenly Father to forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing.
他向父请求说："父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。"
And so ask Jesus to help you and to choose to love instead of hate.
向主耶稣求，让他帮助你选择去爱，而不是去恨。
And you'll find that love will benefit you in the end.
你会发现，爱其实是让你得益良多的。
Choose to love, and you'll receive God's assurance to your heart that you're one of His children forever.
选择去爱，然后心中就得到神的确据，让你知道你永远是神的孩子。
When you love, you're going to see answers to your prayers.
选择去爱，然后你可以在祷告中得到神的回应。
And when you love, you're going to have God's continuing presence in your life.
选择去爱，然后在生命中就得到神的同在。
Students in a high school world history class were discussing the days of Charlemagne.
有一个高中生在学历史课上讲到查理曼大帝。
And Mr. Bonney, their teacher, said, "Now during this era, the code of chivalry placed women on a pedestal to be cherished and protected."
历史老师说，在这个年代里面。这个骑士精神呢，是把这个每一个女人都精心呵护，都把她们放在一个这个台子上来顶礼膜拜的。
And so songs and poems glorifying women by praising their beauty and their gentleness were written by a certain group of men.
有一种男的呢，他们专门就写诗写词来歌颂女人的这种美丽啊。他们的温柔啊。
So then the teacher asked the class, "Now, what were these men called?"
然后老师就问，这种男人是被称作什么呢？
And without any hesitation, a woman, a young lady, in the class answered, "Wise men."
然后有个女生眼睛都不带眨的就说，聪明人。
Now, actually, they were called knights in shining armor.
事实上，这些男的被称作。穿着闪光盔甲的骑士。
But there was truth to what this young woman said. They were wise men.
但是这个女生说的也很有道理，他们确实是聪明人。
Because in keeping with the message of the Bible, men and well as well as ladies, you choose to be loved. You choose to love, and you'll be wise.
因为当你按照圣经的要求选择去爱别人的时候，你就是一个聪明人。
Because the benefits of love far outweigh those of hate.
因为爱的益处远远超过恨。
So you choose to love and you'll receive God's assurance in your heart that you're His child forever.
你选择去爱，心中就得到神的确据，知道你永远是属于神的孩子。
And you choose to love and you'll receive God's answers to your prayers.
你选择去爱，然后你就可以在祷告中得到神的回应。
And you choose to love, and you'll receive God's continuing presence in your life.
你选择去爱，然后你就在生命中感受到神无时无刻的同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will challenge us to love.
我们在天上的父啊，我们求你来挑战我们去爱。
And even when it's difficult to love someone else who maybe has hurt us. Enable us to forgive and to love that person.
甚至去爱那些曾经伤害我们的人，让我们可以愿意去爱他们，去原谅他们。
The benefits of loving is far greater than that of hating.
爱的益处远远超过恨。
As we have learned today, the Bible tells us that you'll assure our heart that you love us and that we belong to you forever.
当我们爱的时候，主啊，你向我们显明你爱我们。
Furthermore, when we love, you'll answer our prayers. If we hate somebody, then you're not going to be open to our prayers.
如果我们恨，心里面对别人有恨，你不会回应我们的祷告。求你帮助我们在祷告中能够爱。
And in addition, when we love, we're going to feel your presence. We're going to feel close to you.
我们爱的时候，我们感受到你的同在，感受到与你亲近。
And we'll be able to love even as you loved us and you love people.
我们可以爱，是因为你先爱了我们。
And so, Lord, from day to day, help us to choose to love.
所以在每天的生活中，求你帮助我们选择去爱。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。